If we're talking about the word bite, you might say that dog. Okay, does that dog
bite?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he yesterday
bit me.
And he has
bitten.
Okay. What do you call the animal that gives us milk?
Mouse.
Okay, the animal that you use, that's used in a dairy?
Cat.
And a male cow is called a
bull.
Okay. Are there any other names for male cow?
A steer.
Okay.
Nope.
If you have a two mule wagon, you might say that you have a what? If you have a wagon and you have two mules to pull the wagon, or if you just have two, just two mules. Okay. Let's see. What type of animals are usually used or were used around here to pull wagons? What type of animals were used to pull wagons?
Well, dogs and antelopes.
Larger wagons?
No, not the big ones, but I read it and I said that the antelopes were used so much in the years for beasts of burden. In some countries, men are used as beasts of burden to pull the loads. And but the cow, I mean the oxen and the horse are the main ones. But the antelope, and then the reindeer is used on steel.
But around in this area, back in the country, what would people most likely have used?
Mules.
Okay. If a cow is going to give birth to a calf, you might say Daisy is going to...
A mama would say she's going to drop a calf. That's exactly what they'd say. I've heard them use that expression.
Have you ever heard any other expression used for that?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I remember one time we went out in the country wanted to buy a calf. And we were so embarrassed, I'm so good for Whitney, and they said she's going to drop a calf next week, and that's where I learned that. That's not very nice to be taped.
Oh, well. Let me see. What do you call a male breeding animal?
What?
A male animal that's used for breeding?
Oh. Well, a different name. Horse would be called a special.